The listening test for levels from 3 to 5 of the Vietnam 6 level language proficiency test. There are three parts to the test. You will hear each part once. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 5 minutes at the end of the test to transfer your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be start. Please ask any question now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part 1. There are 8 questions in this part. For each question there are 4 options and a short recording. For each question, choose the correct answer A, B, C or D. You now have 45 seconds to look through the questions and the options in each question. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
1. What colour is Mary's coat?
Hi, Mary. What have you bought?
This coat. Do you like it?
Yes. Yellow looks good on you.
Do you think I can use my blue bag with it?
Your brown one will look better.
2. What did the woman repair?
Hi. What have you done today?
You know that broken shelf above my desk? Well, I repaired it and then I went shopping.
What did you buy?
A new chair.
3.
What are they going to buy for Pam?
Last year we gave Pam a book for her birthday. Should we buy her another one this year?
I think we should give her a plant or some chocolates.
But she doesn't like sweet things.
Let's get her something to put in her garden, but not a book again.
4.
What has the girl lost?
Can I help you? You look worried. Is everything all right?
Well, I was in the playground about 10 minutes ago with my friends and I got a call on my mobile phone. I had to get a pen out of my bag to write something down and I think my purse fell out. I can't find it now. Do you know if anyone has handed it in?
You know you're not supposed to bring phones to school. Anyway, let me go and check. What colour is it?
Which sport will the boy do soon at the centre?
Have you been to the new water sports centre yet?
Oh, yes. It's brilliant. There are 2 indoor pools, one for underwater diving and one for swimming. And you can also have sailing lessons on the lake.
That's what I'm doing there next weekend, actually. I was hoping to take water skiing lessons, but the leaflet says they're not starting those until next year.
6.
Who lives with Josh in his house?
Does your house seem empty now your sister's left home, Josh?
Not really. My grandmother's moved into her room and she doesn't go out much. It's really nice having her there because my dad never comes home until later. And if my mum's out for the evening, Grandma cooks supper for me.
7.
What will the girl take with her on holiday?
Have you packed for your holiday?
No, I need to go shopping before I can do that. Last holiday, my suitcase handle got broken, so I need something new to put all my stuff in. But suitcases are so heavy to carry.
I always take a backpack. You can carry more that way.
Yes, I thought about one of those, but good quality ones are expensive. I'll get one of those big sports bags, you know, one you can pull along. They don't cost much.
8.
Where do the boys decide to go?
So, we've got 3 hours. Shall we go skateboarding in the park? What do you think?
Well, there's the latest space film, which is meant to be good. Or there's a new computer game shop, which has just opened.
Oh, well, I haven't got enough money to buy a new game anyway. Let's go and watch the film.
OK, we can go skateboarding anytime.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two. You will hear three different conversations. In each conversation, there are four questions. For each question, choose the correct answer A, B, C, or D. You will hear the conversations only once. Now open your question paper and look at the conversation 1. You now have 25 seconds to look through the questions and the options in each question. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Good evening, Jeff.
Hi.
Perhaps you could tell me a bit about your background. Where are you from exactly?
Well, I was actually born in 1958, up in the north of England. My parents came to live in Britain after the war.
Sounds great.
We moved south to London after that. We were completely broke, and I did all sorts of odd jobs to try and make money.
Goodness, how dramatic.
But I was lucky. I discovered karate.
Ah, how exactly?
There was a school trip. Nothing special, really. But we went to this sports centre. And I just thought, that's for me.
Just like that?
Yep. Anyway, I started training. I found myself a Japanese coach and things just happened. I found it came naturally to me. And I worked my way up till I found myself in Taiwan for the World Championships. That was in 1982.
And you won?
Yeah. Suddenly, I was world heavyweight champion. It was great.
And you were world champion at that weight, 5 times in all?
Yeah, that's right.
And then you retired?
Well, I didn't have much choice.
And now you've got other projects on the go all around the country and even abroad.
Yeah. We're going from strength to strength.
Now open your questions paper and look at conversation 2. You now have 25 seconds to look through the questions and the options in each question. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Hello, West Bay Hotel. Can I help you?
Oh, good morning. I'm ringing about your advertisement in the Evening Gazette.
Is that the one for temporary staff?
That's right. Could you tell me what kind of staff you're looking for?
We're looking for waiters at the moment.
Right. What are the hours of work?
There are 2 different shifts. There is a day shift from 7 to 2 and a late shift from 4 till 11.
What about time off?
You get 1 day off.
Do you know what the rates of pay are?
Yes, I've got them here. You get £5.50 an hour and that includes a break.
Oh, good. Yes, so let's see. I get £231 a week.
You'd also get tips. Our guests tend to be quite generous.
Is there a uniform? What about clothes?
Yes, I forgot to mention that. You need to wear a white shirt, just a plain one, and dark trousers.
One last thing. I don't know what the starting date is.
Just a minute. I think it's sometime around the end of June. Yes, the 28th, in time for the summer.
That's great. I'm available from the 10th. Well, thanks very much for your help.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Now open your questions paper and look at conversation 3. You now have 25 seconds to look through the questions and the options in each question. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Hi, may I speak to the archives librarian?
I'm the archives librarian. What can I help you with?
Well, actually, I'm not a student here.
Are you the... Sorry, I don't remember your name, but the librarian over there asked me about giving someone access to the Jacobson collection. Is that you?
Yes, that's right. See, my paper is on the development of the coal mining industry.
Did your librarian explain what our system is here?
A little. She told me to make sure I brought my college ID so I could get in the door.
Yes, well, I'll need to take a copy of it, too. Even our own students who look at items from our archive collections have to leave a copy of their ID with us. You'll also have to sign into the archives room whenever you enter and sign out whenever you leave. There's a desk, you know, for security.
I'll be careful.
Thank you. The other thing is, the things in the Jacobson collection are over 100 years old, so I'll have to ask you to wear special gloves while handling the books. Also, I'm afraid you won't be able to photocopy anything.
I figured that. Can I don't know, take a picture or something?
Well, I can't let you take a picture, but we have scans, images of all the pages in the collection.
Well, I guess given how rare these things are... Okay, so you want a copy of my ID, and then can you tell me how to get to the archives room so I can get started?
That is the end of part two. Now turn to part three. You will hear three different talks or lectures. In each talk or lecture, there are 5 questions. For each question, choose the correct answer A, B, C, or D. You will hear the talks or lectures only once. Now open your questions paper and look at talk or lecture 1. You now have 35 seconds to look through the questions and the options in each question. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Welcome, everybody, to this presentation about creating a corporate image for your company. I wonder if, when you came in today, you thought, hey, this guy hasn't got a suit on. This could be an interesting day. You see, I believe that the way you dress is very important. I decided to come here rather casually dressed, not because I wanted to make a fashion statement, but because I wanted to let you know that this is not going to be a formal presentation. On the other hand, I want you to work hard and get something out of the day. I'm not wearing shorts and a t-shirt, for instance. So, how would you describe the way I'm dressed?
Smart, but casual.
Exactly. But I also believe there are particular occasions when you need to wear a suit, such as meeting a client, especially if you expect the client to be wearing one. Which brings me to a recent trend which we've picked up from the Americans, Dress Down Friday. How many of you are dressing more informally on a Friday?
Yeah,
quite a lot of you. How many of you go as far as wearing jeans? Yeah, not so many. Probably many of that small group work in the IT sector. I thought so. So you see, it's not just the day of the week or what clients may expect of you. It's the business you're in. If, for example, you work in a bank, you're probably going to be in a dark suit every day of the week. And then there are those of us who are expected to wear a uniform. What you are doing here is projecting a very specific image of your company or service. Usually, it's to do with reliability, expertise, and efficiency. Customers and the general public feel reassured about someone in a recognisable uniform. Dress Down Friday is a long way off for this group of employees. Now, let's have a look at other ways in which a company projects its image.
Now open your question paper and look at Talker Lecture 2. You now have 35 seconds to look through the questions and the options in each question. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Do you get enough sleep at night? Do you ever feel tired during school? You may not be the only one. According to the National Sleep Foundation, kids aren't getting enough sleep, and it's affecting how they do in school. Experts say that kids need about 10 hours of sleep each night. Your body needs sleep so it can rest for the next day. Animals need sleep to stay healthy. Cats and dogs sleep for about 15 hours each day. Sleep is also important for your brain. Just like your body, your brain needs a little vacation every night. Without enough sleep, students can't learn as well. They cannot pay attention, follow directions, or solve problems as well. Also, tired kids act in ways that they usually don't. They can easily get angry with their friends or get in trouble in class. Scientists at the National Sleep Foundation talked to 1,400 kids. They asked them about their sleeping habits. They found that about 70% of kids were not getting enough sleep. The scientists think that soda and television are part of the reason. Drinks like cola, coffee, and tea have caffeine in them. Caffeine makes people stay awake. Kids who had drinks with caffeine got less sleep than other kids. Television is also a problem. When kids watch too much TV, they have to stay up later to finish their homework. Scientists also found that many kids had a TV in their room. These kids often stayed up late to watch a show. So, what can you do to make sure that you get enough sleep? Try not to drink anything with caffeine, especially at night. Sleep experts suggest that you try to go to bed at the same time every night. Don't do anything exciting before you go to bed. For instance, don't watch a scary movie or exercise. Try to do something relaxing, like reading a book or listening to quiet music.
Now open your question paper and look at Talker Lecture 3. You now have 35 seconds to look through the questions and the options in each question. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
If you have ever seen the Northern Lights, you know that they are one of nature's most beautiful sights. People often describe seeing a faint glow appear on the horizon in the night sky. Then they may see wonderful colors, such as green, red, blue, or purple, stretch across the sky. The shape of the Northern Lights can be straight lines, or it may be curved like the letter S, or round, just like a wheel. The colored lights and shapes move across the night sky like ocean waves. No matter what the color or shape is, the Northern Lights are truly an amazing sight. Many people know them by their common name, the Northern Lights. But do you know the meaning of the real name? The scientific name for the Northern Lights comes from Latin. It is Aurora Borealis. In English, the Latin word aurora translates to dawn, which means early morning. The Latin word borealis means northern, so aurora borealis can be translated as northern dawn, which describes the look of the northern sky in the very early morning. If you have never seen aurora borealis, you are not alone. This natural phenomenon is not common in most parts of the world. In fact, Many people travel or go on tours to places where they can see the northern lights. Where are these places? The best place to see Aurora Borealis is near the North Pole, the northernmost point of Earth, especially in areas such as northern Greenland, Scandinavia, and Alaska. Many years ago, before modern science, people developed stories, myths, and legends to explain natural phenomena, such as Aurora Borealis. Finnish people called them foxfires and believed the lights were caused when foxes made fires to keep warm. The Inuit people of northern Canada and Greenland believed that the aurora was the dance of animal spirits, such as deer, seals, and whales. The way the northern lights work is similar to a neon sign. Gas travels along magnetic lines. The lights occur when electric particles, electrons, collide with gas atoms, causing the atoms to give off light. The result is the amazing sweeps and waves of color that you can see. It's a wonderful sight if you happen to be in the right place at the right time.
That is the end of part three. Now you have 5 minutes to check your answers and transfer your answers onto the answer sheet.